What would you tell them in order to convince them that your support for the causes in Gaza were humanitarian and were not supporting a terrorist organization?
Well, you won't find me trying to persuade the so-called Jewish Defense League of anything, I'm afraid. I have no need to persuade them of what I'm doing. I don't care what they think. This is an organization, the so-called Jewish Defense League, which first of all doesn't represent the vast majority of Jews. Secondly, it doesn't have much to do with defense. They moved to Canada from the United States because the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, regards them as a group of dangerous and violent thugs. They were founded by the late Rabbi Meir Kahana, himself a terrorist, who used to shoot Palestinians in the Palestinian town of Hebron on the West Bank. So I'm afraid I have nothing to say to the so-called Jewish Defense League. But to the Jewish people in Canada, I want to make this clear. Opposition to Israel, opposition to the political ideology of Zionism, has nothing to do with disliking, let alone hating, Jews. Many Jews are with us on the question of Palestine. Most of the people supporting Israel are not Jews. This has nothing to do with religion. This is about a country that was wiped off the map called Palestine. Its people scattered to the four winds as refugees, stateless people, without passports, without any place to go, regularly massacred in the countries in which they had been forced to settle in those refugee camps. It's about the right of those Palestinians to return to their homes, to return to their lands, which were taken from them by settlers from Europe or from Brooklyn, just up the road from me here.
George, tell me about the popular support and base in Canada for your campaigns.
The anti-war movement in Canada is a very big movement. Canada once had a reputation in the world as a free country, as the kinder, gentler country in North America, the country to which, for example, resistors of the Vietnam War were able to flee and find safe haven. Over this last couple of years, this ultra-right George Bush remnant dead-end government in Ottawa has done its best to destroy Canada's reputation in the world, making it a virtual embassy of the State of Israel. But that won't last, because the good people of Canada want to recover their reputation in the world. And they don't want their country going around joining occupations like the one in Afghanistan. They don't want their country being the last bastion of a discredited Bush and Blair era. So I think that in the near future, this minority of government in Canada will fall. It has a majority of one, that there will be a general election, and I feel sure that the opposition will sweep them away. The tide has turned, you see. The page has turned. Bush now seems like a very long time ago. And the Canadians don't want to be the last country standing holding the parcel of Bushism when the music stops.
George, have there been any, to your best of knowledge, any protests with regards to your banning?
Yes, it's actually been a very unpopular decision, not just amongst the people who support my ideas, and there are many of them, but there are more people who simply don't like the fact that their country's government can ban people from coming to speak, and therefore ban them from actually hearing. Now, in the new technological era, of course, I can deliver a speech by video. I deliver a speech into the eye of a camera in an empty room, but they can't see me in person. I can't see them. We can't see each other's eyes. We can't have a proper argument, debate. We can't have a proper question and answer. And everyone feels the poorer as a result. So the Canadian people, whether they agree with me or not, in overwhelming numbers, from what I can see, are strongly against this ban. It's the first time ever a British Member of Parliament has been banned from Canada. As you put it earlier, Canada is a member of the British Commonwealth. I'm a 23-year member of the mother of all parliaments in London. It's something unnatural about a British Member of Parliament being banned from Canada, particularly when he's touring the United States of America. You can be more royal than the king, You can even be more Catholic than the Pope, but it's hard to be more anti-terrorist than the United States of America.
George, most people in the world regard Canada as a pretty open-minded society and a progressive nation. Now, given the recent event, what do you think the political and social, if not cultural, ramifications would be for the Harper government in terms of the status of freedom of speech in present-day Canada?
Well, you're absolutely right. That was the reputation Canada had in the world, and deservedly so. But over the last 2 years, this has been all been building up to this, actually. In the same week that I was banned, the same minister cut off all the funding for the Canadian Arab Forum, with which it used that funding to teach new immigrants English language skills and other cultural tips as to how to settle themselves in their new country. During the Gaza war, it was actually made impossible for many of the anti-war movements to publish the posters with the